This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster, that of course being Evan Jenkins. We're here to talk drafts, prospects, the future. The Lions are at training camp. And you had the Levi Uzurike thing right off the bat, which was a gut punch. And on top of it, a little cherry on top that was just kind of, oh, by the way, Josh Paschal isn't going to be ready until Labor Day to practice. I don't know if you knew this or not, Evan, but right after Labor Day, that's basically when the NFL season starts. So.
No, you don't say.
Yeah, and so, you know, and there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. Now, Brad Holmes obviously is drafted well. And the point of this isn't to, oh, Brad Holmes doesn't know his head from his fucking ass. That isn't what we're doing, okay? We're not doing that. But what we are is questioning his last draft and a couple of the things that he's done in the third round in juxtaposing with, hey, here are the Lions, and you're looking at their offensive line, and the middle of it looks a little thin, where that's their strength since Ragnow retired. And we're looking at their defensive line. If you take Uzurike, who played 700-plus snaps last year, if you count field goals and all that, out of the equation with Paschal, with Ayla McNeil, and what they acquired and what they drafted, how is this all going to fit together? Because this is still an outstanding team with a great roster. And, Evan, I think it's fair to ask. One of the things I was in doing my show on, I believe it was Sunday, right? That was our first practice day. And I start the show at 9, and right after 9, I was just looking through my phone and at what was going on. And all of a sudden, I see an article, I think it was on the Freeb, Dave Burkett wrote, and it's about, hey, they have this initial news conference in which all the writers show up bleary-eyed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like 8 in the morning or whatever. And this started training camp, and, you know, Dan Campbell just drops this bomb about Uzurike. And, you know, with the cherry on top about Paschal. And I'm looking at it, and Dan Campbell goes over all these defensive linemen, says it's not that big a deal. He didn't mention Broderick Martin, at least in Dave's report. Didn't they take Broderick Martin in the third round and trade draft capital for that?
Yeah, and it's also a guy that had a lot of trouble seeing the field. He was a project guy.
Well, it's, you know, he's had 2 years now.
Yeah.
And evidently, they don't really feel like that is a guy that they're counting on because the coach, that didn't come to his mind right away. I don't know if I'm reading too much into it, but it does seem like, and that was a reach at the time. He traded draft capital to actually move up to get him. Broderick Martin wasn't deep on my list when we do the draft. To me, he was a seventh rounder type of guy, and they took him in the third round. He had 1.5 sacks at Western Kentucky. So, but that doesn't mean that Dan Campbell doesn't know what he's doing,
right?
Because he's had such a great track record. But that pick right now is not looking very good.
Well, and I think with the Lions, arguably, it might not even be arguable, This is the best time, the best team they've had in the Super Bowl era, so it's not unfair to be critical because you are holding them to a higher standard than they've ever been held here in Detroit, period. Matter of fact, right?
Right.
And so when you're in this window and your offense is so damn good, but we all know, and last year was very evident, you have to have a defense in the NFL. You cannot just get by with one side of the ball being really, really efficient. And when I heard that Levi news, and then the story that came out Monday where he may have had that knee issue when they
signed
him.
Well, he did.
Him.
He had last year. It was always iced up and was an issue. So, yeah, and evidently there wasn't a real good evaluation. But
that's what I'm wondering.
And it explains, like, I was surprised. He played well, and he had free agency, and they signed him to a one-year, $5 million contract, like, really quick. Didn't make a lot of sense to me. But I think other teams were aware of it, perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah, it just, the timing just seems weird. And I'm not there in the room, but it's like, do you not give a physical where you can notice these types of things? And it's unfortunate for him. I mean, his career has been riddled by injury since he was drafted.
Yeah, he had that back issue.
And now that was one of your key depth pieces on the line. I mean,
he wasn't really. I mean, Evan, when you're talking about as many snaps as he played, he's a regular.
Right.
He was a regular. He played a key role because when they're in that 3-4, he's one of the ends with his hands down. When they're in a 4-3, he's one of the tackles with his hands down, playing 3 or 5 technique. So he has a certain amount of value to them that you're not going to. It's not going to be easy to replace those snaps. And I get Tyleek Williams is drafted.
Yeah, but he's still a rookie.
He's a rookie, and I like him because he's versatile. He can play on the nose too because he's so big and he's athletic. But when you look at their defensive line, and then you see, and I want to get into this. Why would you, given that circumstance, and you know evidently that Broderick Martin can't play, and you're talking about Pat O'Connor and some of these other guys.
Right, that are filler guys.
Filler guys, and that's who you're bringing, and you're looking at it. And then you look at the third-round pick of Tesla, and you're kind of wondering about that. Now, I absolutely get what they did with Tyleek Williams. I like that pick.
So do I.
And the second round pick, that guy's a good player, Tate Ratledge. All right? So, and he's going to be a key role for them. But the third round pick, how does that make sense to take Isaac Tesla? And you sit there and you say, well, you don't draft for need and all that. Well, why would you take somebody, Tesla will turn out to be great, and all that. I don't know, but it was just the most curious pick that I can imagine. The more I looked at it, I was kind of dumbfounded about that.
Yeah, and how you just mentioned you don't draft for need, I agree with that when you're in the top 10. But when you have that Super Bowl window, you look at all those years the Patriots, they always went for need and what could help them in the here and now. You look at the Kansas City Chiefs, they're drafting for the here and now. When they needed a running back, they went and got Edwards-Helaire, right? When they needed a receiver, they went and got Xavier Worthy. When they need pieces, they go identify them in the draft because it is a cheaper route than actual free agency.
It is, and you got players under control. And if you develop a guy in the third or fourth year, then he's going to be eligible for his next contract.
Sure, and then that's a guy you want to sign.
Right.
You're right, Pat. You don't get these luxury picks when you're in this Super Bowl window when you have glaring holes, right? I mean, the Lions had Terrion Arnold and Enos Rakestraw. Those were two big holes that they had, and then they went and took Manu, a lineman out of
Canada.
What the hell?
When's he going to get on the field?
And third-round picks are valuable in the NFL.
They are, and, it may turn out because he's so big and fast and all the physical things that you hear about, and you hear the same things about Tesla. But there's also, a college production thing that comes into the equation, too. And sometimes when a player is taken in a certain circumstance, you wonder if that lack of maybe playing time or depth of experience doesn't hinder the growth of somebody when they get to the next level. You mentioned Manu. He played at in Canada, mm-hmm. whole different level of play.
Completely.
I mean, just like off the charts level of play. Different rules.
Yes.
And also you have Tesla, who played at Division, well, they called it Division II. I think they still call it that, at Hillsdale. And then he goes to Arkansas. And, you know, I watched Arkansas, you know, college football junkie, all those things. And I remember him specifically in two games that I watched. One of them was against Mississippi State. The other one was against Texas A&M. And I heard a lot of people talking about, you know, like, well, you know, look, they had their receiver was another guy who came from a small school like that, or, you know, Division II school or FCS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
His name was Anthony Armstrong. Now, he was drafted. He wasn't drafted. He was a seventh. He was a undrafted free agent signed by Miami. He had 78 catches, and they threw to him all the time. And then I'd hear things like, "Well, he didn't have a very good quarterback." Talen Green at Arkansas is a quarterback that's I think he's the 15th highest paid NIL athlete, and you know, he's over $2 million a year. And he had a pretty good year last year. And he has an offensive coordinator, Bobby Petrino, there. So the narrative about Tesla didn't fit. And I didn't see him have that separation. When I went back and watched it, I didn't see separation. I didn't see a lot of production. I saw 175-yard touchdown that he caught where he was wide open and ran into the end zone. But a lot of balls thrown in tight windows and everything, in 50-50 type of plays that he didn't make. Now, and then we're hearing about his blocking at the Combine. Or not the Combine, but the Senior Bowl.
Yep.
And I'm thinking to myself, self. Hey, there you go, Evan. Self. I want to believe in this pick. You know, just because I have a lot of respect for the track record of Brad Holmes. But should I? So, and is this going to be a guy that's going to play a lot? Is he going to contribute? Is it going to be once in a while you've got the center of your offensive line and the center of your defensive line questionable right now? I think that's a fair question to ask. And about the development of some of these players, remember Soarsdal?
Yeah.
What has he contributed?
No, not much. He kind of got jumped by Mahogany, right?
Right. I mean, and Mahogany, that's the other thing people are genuflecting about Mahogany. You know how many snaps he had last year?
I think it was just in game 17, right?
144 total.
So game 17 and then some filler spots.
Yeah.
And you just – so have you watched quarterback at all with Jared Goff?
No, I haven't.
So you should watch it because it is interesting. There's a lot of fluff in there with Cousins and Burrow and everything. But there was one instance where I'm watching and they were talking about all the pressures and like Brian Flores and how he sends unique packages and blitzes and
right.
how they can beat him, blah, blah, blah. But pre-snap, they're showing him communicate with the team. And he keeps saying, Frank, are we good? Frank, are we good? Frank, are we good? And I looked at my wife and I said, that right there is how important Frank Ragnow was to this team.
Absolutely.
Is that going to be able to translate to have that guy to be able to identify all these exotic blitzes, if that's Ratledge or somebody else that's at center this year, be able to do that and have the confidence with Jared Goff and the coaches, let's be honest, to make those calls and identify them correctly?
That's going to be a great question. You know, and it's hard because with if we had TJ or John in here, TJ Lang or John Jansen, they would know a lot more about that than we do.
Absolutely.
Because they've been in actual situations. And TJ right next to the guy.
Right.
So they would understand it a little bit more, whether it's that big a deal or not. And a lot of times I hear that the quarterback can take over that.
Sure.
But
are you putting even more on Jared Goff?
You're putting more on Goff. And then the other part of it is. Pure ability of Frank Ragnow. And Ratledge is a good player.
Yeah, but Frank, I mean, that's an all-pro center.
No, Frank Ragnow is one of the, you know, I don't know that much. There's a lot of subtlety to offensive line play. So I'm always hesitant to make, you know, definitive statements about it. In the NFL, it's hard for me to get a gauge on it, where other positions I feel like I have more of a handle on it.
Sure.
But with Ragnow at Arkansas, and because I was told that that's who they were going to take if he was there, if you remember correctly.
Oh, I do remember that because I was like, come on, a center?
Center, yeah. And, but a lot of people were like, but I knew that, okay, I had inside information. Somebody informed me. And I watched a lot of him then, right? And he was dominant. I mean, he just didn't move. And he's very athletic. I mean, you're talking about a huge man who easily dunks and does all these
yes.
different things. And I don't think Ratledge is that type of athlete.
No, he's very more of a bruiser kind of guy than
right.
a nimble guy.
Yeah, he's somewhat athletic, but not like that. That's
sure.
That's exceptional. So looking at that, it's a concern. And then you kind of add it up over this. And then, like you mentioned Manu. You mentioned I mentioned Tesla. You look at this year's situation, and I did like the Miles Frazier pick. I thought that was a good one because he's a good football player,
mm-hmm.
and he was somebody that I thought they got pretty good.
Played a lot of meaningful snaps for a very good team.
Yeah, and he looks like he can play in the NFL and all that. I kind of like that pick, but you know, in his last year's draft, they had the 26th most snaps for their rookies last year in the league. They didn't get a lot of production out of that class.
Yeah.
That class did not, because Rakestraw got hurt. Mahogany was the best pick. Vaki plays a position where it's hard for him to get on the field other than special teams. And Manu's a total project. And you had a situation with Tyrion Arnold, who played by far the most snaps, where, let's be honest, I mean, he got scorched last
year. He was exposed, and he was very handsy, and teams really took advantage of
it. Oh, they did. Now, that doesn't mean he's always going to be that
way. No, and I think he did a lot better the last 3, 4, 5 games down the stretch, where he was able to actually defend without having his hands on the offensive player. And I just look at it, and Pat – people might say, oh, you're a hater, blah, 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 you're being critical. But Brad Holmes has excelled in the draft, and that's why we are where we are today.
That's right.
And so if you start missing on those picks that are high up there, that's how you start regressing. The best teams keep doing it year after year after year and don't try to get cute. And the reason I brought up the Patriots and the Chiefs, because they've been able to maintain at the top of the mountaintop, right? And they haven't fallen. And the Patriots,
well, the Ravens are another team.
Sure.
They, you know, they're constantly – the Bills have done a good job that way.
And how many times have,
Eagles,
have we watched the Eagles draft
exceptional.
And we're like, of course they got that guy. Oh, he's a perfect Eagle. Oh, he's a perfect Raven. And that's what we want the Lions to be. When you see them draft and you're like, of course the Lions got him. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's so many of those years that you see that happen. And, like, I'll always go back to, like, when the Patriots drafted Jerod Mayo. And I'm like, of course they got the center of their linebacker core for how many years? Oh, and now yeah. He was their coach and fired, so on and so forth. But that's you're so right, Pat, to talk about that. And it doesn't seem like the Lions are going to be a team that goes out there and makes huge free agency
they can't.
Moves and splashes. No, they got their own guys.
Because, you know, and I was looking at this. This is just about last year's draft, really, in the bigger context.
Sure.
In this draft we just had. Like, for example, on the draft in which it's called busting balls. We're busting their balls about the Broderick Martin pick, quite frankly. But the truth of the matter is, that year, that was one of the best drafts in a long time in the NFL, because they got Gibbs.
Yes.
And Campbell.
Yep.
And Laporta and Branch.
Four guys that will be on this team for 10 years.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, they're great players. Not good players, great players.
Yeah.
So, and he the whole thing where he got St. Brown in the fourth round and drafter.
Absolutely.
And that's how they built their team. But the downside to it is kind of obvious. They got to keep some cap space here for next year, because they can roll that over, because, you know, the chickens are coming home to roost here, because you drafted so well and you got to sign these guys, and it leaves you with less space. So it's more important than ever that with the rookie contracts, especially mm-hmm. outside of the first round, but first round too, that you hit on those players and that they can play for you a little sooner than, like, when you're in total rebuilding mode when they came in and you said, oh, we'll take a developmental guy and, you know, we'll let our staff. And then the other thing is, well, they still have Fraley.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got a different staff now. Basically, half the staff.
Yeah, well, John Morton was here before. Okay, he was here when they were very, very bad under Dan Campbell. Like, Anthony Lynn got blown out. They were that bad. And Pat, you're starting to see it right now with the contracts, too, where Alex Anzalone, he's there at practice but not practicing, and he's like, Brad, about my contract. Don't talk to me about it. You look at, a lot of fans are clamoring for Za'Darius Smith. They got the money, but they're not paying him.
Well, because they got to keep some in check, because if you look at their cap situation for next year,
it changes. And Aiden Hutchinson, he.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
He's about to get paid.
Branch, yeah. Gibbs, these guys are all going to be up. Laporta.
Yep.
So, and if you look at their cap situation for next year, the percentages.
Well, yeah, Goff's deal hits.
Well, it's like 20, 22. Saint, they all do. McNeil.
Sewell.
Yeah.
Sewell. I mean, no, cap amount that's used this year. And you say, well, they can restructure. Well,
sure.
If you restructure on Goff's, then all of a sudden he's your quarterback from now until eternity.
Yeah, it's just kicking the can down the road, and then you penalize the teams down the road.
And we didn't get into the Hendon Hooker thing.
Oh, there's already stories about it. It's the best he's ever looked.
Well, you're always getting – it's like Miggy always came in fatter.
Yeah, but at least Miggy was a Triple Crown and MVP.
No, but Miggy would always come in –
best,
you know,
shape of his life.
10 pounds heavier and best shape of his life.
Yeah, as long as he clobbered baseballs, I didn't give a crap.
Yeah.
But Hendon Hooker, it's like obviously he can't play. They signed Teddy Bridgewater from being a high school coach to play.
We'll see. I mean, that's the beauty of having four preseason games.
Sure.
You should get a lot of snaps. But
at some point when you're 27 years old, you are what you are, right?
Well, I don't – when he played last year, he did what all young quarterbacks do.
They take off.
They take off.
Yep.
Right? And it was like Drew Stanton. Remember how Drew would always
–
He'd take off like in the preseason games. Oh, I'm rushed. I'll run. You know?
You mean second-round pick Drew Stanton?
Yeah, 43rd overall Drew Stanton.
Blew my mind. I'm like, why are you taking him? Like, he was only okay at Michigan State. Like, he was good for them, but not good nationally to be like a second-round pick.
Don't say the you know, Farmington Harrison's now closed.
Oh, those is Akeem Shabai still around?
Oh, the people that were there, and you know, they had such a tight-knit football program. Talked about Drew Stanton, and I would get like called, well, Drew Stanton's like, you know, like his, you know, his high school guard or something. And his coach, John Harrington, the winningest coach in the history of the state in every level that you could think of, championships, games, and everything. You know, and I knew him pretty well. I know John. And I would say, oh, God, Drew Stanton looking next to Stafford, it's like night and day, you know, the arm strength. He's like, what are you talking about? He threw 95 miles an hour with baseball scouts on him. I said, it's just different compared to
– not even close.
Not even close. Jesus, what are you, you know. So they get a little defensive. And Drew had a good career. Drew made a lot of money. Bruce Arians signed him to a nice deal, big offensive guy. And he beat the Lions at one time.
Nepotism in high school sports. So they moved here from, was it Oregon or something like that?
I thought he was from Owosso.
And so wherever they moved.
Oh, it was Okemos.
So wherever he came from, and before he went to Farmington Hills Harrison, our summer conditioning, I was a senior in high school with the Chippewa Valley Big Reds. He came in because he wanted to go to Chippewa Valley. We had a really good running back. We would have been really good. Our athletic director's kid was the quarterback.
Oh, geez.
And so they said he could come here, but he would have to play safety. He wouldn't be our starting quarterback. That kid ended up, his name is Jeff Castle. He went to Michigan as a walk-on. He played quarterback there for 4 years or whatever. Now he's an OC. But it just shows you in high school, it's about who your parents are. It's not about how good you are.
No,
but if we would have had that kid, we would have won the damn state title. We went to the semifinals.
Well, you see, he's such a great. He was
in high school, he was amazing.
He was
a better athlete.
And you mentioned Shabazz. I mean, they were like a combo. And Harrison was just rolling then.
Oh, yeah. You know, that Harrison had such a great program. Burbridge and Devin Funches.
Yeah. And people always say to me, I used to laugh about this. They would say, well, you know, Harrison, all these players come in there and all this. And I'm like, well, first of all, John doesn't have to recruit because they're always looking, you know, for places to go where they can. It's the same with Alfred Casa, the same thing.
Brother Rice?
Yeah, people just wanted to, they were good football players to go there. And I said, when I was in high school, Harrison started from ground zero. They didn't have a program. They were the third program in, and North Farmington was the state champions. And Harrison, you know, like in within 3 or 4 years, is one of the top programs in the state.
When I was
when we played them, they didn't have anybody other than Farmington kids, and they were great. And I remember John taking his team to the state championship game early in my time of covering the team. We had 150-pound tailback. It wasn't fast. So, you know, I mean, no matter who they had, you know. And then all of a sudden people started moving into the district because they knew that that would be the place
Early 2000s, man. I don't know
what their magic sauce was. My high school coach was his original assistant, so, and we played them. I remember my junior year we beat them 12-7.
Hey.
Yeah, 12-7. It was like they're one of their only two losses, like in 35 games or something like that.
Probably why the school folded. They didn't want to admit to it anymore.
Well, the next year they beat us 40-0.
We won't talk about that.
They kicked the living shit out of us. 40-0. You know,
it was close in the first half, I'm sure.
Oh, God. But, it, you know, I was sitting out there. I remember all the starters were out of the game except for me, and I'm in there with like the, you know, like the third team guys that, you know, just get in, and Harrison still had their starters in, and I'm out there thinking, oh God, man, get me out of here.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, and they were this running back, man. You tackle him and break your friggin' neck. But they were, you know, so yeah. But anyway, I don't know how we totally.
Oh, because of Drew Stanton, and I told a high school story about him. So
yeah. So, but that's the bottom line about this is with the draft. And I look.
Do you think this is like? I'm never going to say hot seat or anything, but the Lions, they have to succeed this year. Don't you agree?
Like, I think they have to be respectable.
You got to make the playoffs again, and you got to win a game.
You know what's going to – yeah, that would be –
like, we're not expecting them to go 15-2 again, obviously.
No, and you never know in the NFL. That's
you don't. That's the crazy part.
And if you're listening to this podcast, there's a possibility you just read a column in which I'm talking about, you know, we forget what the Lions actually have.
Yeah.
The Lions roster is loaded with talent.
Stacked.
Two of the best five safeties. Hutch is back and all this whining. So, Hutch will be back and playing 100%, being great. And, you know, they got Sewell and Decker, really good tackles. The running backs are outstanding. You get Montgomery
back. Best in the
league,
those two.
Yeah, and obviously with St. Brown and Laporta. And J-Mo was a 1,000-yard receiver last year.
And look out. If he takes another gear and becomes like an actual route runner, holy crap is he.
Yeah, I mean, that's just – he's such a weapon on the jet sweeps. And this is just a really loaded team. And people always looking at the glass half empty. I get it. Their road schedule looks like a total, tough. But I got to tell you, their home schedule looks cupcake-like.
Yeah.
So there are some things about this. I'm expecting them kind of my number right now, and don't hold me to this. I mean, if they have some injuries or something, you know, things could change. But I'm expecting to be like a 12-win team and maybe making a threat.
That's what I'm thinking, 11, 12 wins.
I'm not thinking the Packers are like, oh, my gosh, you can't beat the Packers. They're good.
It all depends on Jordan Love, right?
I
mean, what is he? And we still don't really know because he's had injuries. He's had times he looks phenomenal. Other times you're like, eh.
I don't know how Golden's going to impact that. And hey, obviously with Jacobs, and their defense is really good. Their defense,
they're a solid
front
team.
Their defensive front is, you know.
Scary.
Scary good. And
Quay Walker could ever put his head on his shoulders, right?
Well, they got penalties. Wyatt. They've got the Van Ness. They've got Daniel still. I mean, that is Clark. That is a very – and Gary.
Yeah, Gary's a beast off the
edge. Yeah, he's really become a top-notch player. So, I don't know. In Minnesota, they really augmented their offensive and defensive fronts, and they got a tremendous roster except for one fucking thing.
What is JJ?
Yeah, I mean, the guy hasn't even taken a snap.
You have no idea.
No idea.
Chicago, do they improve? We don't know. Right, it's a lot of mystery there. Where I think this division is a lot of boom or bust. It's either they could be great or they could be oof.
And nobody thought the Eagles were anything last year at this time.
No, especially the year before when they flamed out at the end of the season.
It was unbelievable.
And then they come back and it's like, yeah, it's Saquon Barkley, and all of a sudden you're world beaters.
Yeah, so we'll have to see how it's all ultimately going to play out for the Lions. You know, I don't know, but I do think it's fair. To kind of wonder about the drafting. And sometimes, Evan, when somebody has as much success, and it was overwhelming success mm-hmm. with the draft, they start to outthink things. You know, like, hey, I see something, and maybe it's not there.
You know what it almost seems like to me, Pat, is like I'll watch like a preseason game and I'll see a guy dominate in the fourth quarter. I'm like, that's a guy that I need in fantasy football this year. And then you draft them and they don't even play. It kind of seems like that. They see one thing that sticks out to them and they're like, this is my guy. I don't care what anybody has to say. Yeah. No, I'm sure it's not as like trivial as what I'm saying, but that's what it appears sometimes.
Yeah. Hey, we appreciate you listening. Hey, it's very important to us. That you like us, subscribe to us, you know, Apple iTunes Store. Evan and I always talk about this. We don't like the Apple iTunes Store.
Love it.
We love it. And also Google Play Store, of course, Odyssey.com. You can get this podcast. I always tell people the best way to do it is Pat Caputo 98 on X. And Blue Sky, I'm up to like 236 followers.
Oh,
whoa. You know, only 36,000 plus more. Oh, match X. And Facebook page, 97 won the ticket, Facebook page X. And, of course, Gentleman Jenkins, that is where Evan has his X account. And he's not on Blue Sky yet.
No.
I don't have a feeling he ever will be.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No, it's not. But but check it all out for us. We appreciate it. And I put these in the columns that I write, and I appreciate all that you do. And you can always contact me through email or, you know, direct message or just on social media if you got some questions. It's important here because I do shows and people want, you know, to know some information, you know. And really, when you're doing a show, you've got 11-minute segments, and there's just a lot to it. I can get into it more here in the podcast and, of course, the columns, and we appreciate you very much. Till next time, we'll talk to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.